The mid-1800s. Civil war is about to break out. Sectional tensions are rising. Debates over how new territories would be admitted is causing major problems. Problems created by the Kansas-Nebraska Act broke previously settled agreements, increased hatred of the other side, and a heated slave debate in Kansas-Nebraska all led to the Civil War. The Kansas-Nebraska Act immediately shut down two previous compromises. When it was enacted, the Kansas-Nebraska Act repealed both the compromises of 1820 and of 1850. The Compromise of 1820 created the Mason-Dixon Line, which both Kansas and Nebraska were north of. Admitting both of these states to the north would heavily sway Congress to the north's favor. In order to preserve the balance, Congress appealed the original compromise. This made Northerners mad and Southerners very pleased. This leads me to my next point. The Kansas-Nebraska Act led to strong hatred between the North and South. Due to the fact Kansas and Nebraska were admitted through popular sovereignty, the people could vote on what they wanted, slavery or free. Because of this, the North sent people against slavery to Kansas, and the South did the same with people for slavery. This sectional tension that developed would later be a major reason to fight in the Civil War. Although most people believe slavery is why people fought in the Civil War, it is actually slavery in new territories which was a major factor to start the war. In the cases of Kansas and Nebraska, the decision whether or not slavery would be allowed was very controversial and up to popular sovereignty. When both territories voted to be slave, time would tell that many battles, especially in Kansas, would be fought over this decision. In all, the broken compromises, the bitter hatred developed, and the slavery issue would all lead to a civil war.